Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hola, people.
I guess we're doing our show, the menu, because he only like. Brother B was testing out our new theme music.
Thank you.
Wait, boom, 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 and we're going to test it out again. Hold on. Bang, here we go.
I like it.
It's crazy.
Grab Nicole. Grab Babble, so get some dance on.
Wow.
She's about to put a pole up in the living room.
Oh, see, I don't need
crazy.
Come on. Don't do it. No, say no.
Oh my God, y'all.
Crazy.
Little bit.
I like it. But next time, warn a sister, because I thought it was interfering.
Well, you
just
came on yelling. Huh? So I had, I thought you was just listening. You had to just listen. So yeah. So now I figured out how to do it. So every week, I'm going to try and, like, you know, have a different.
Only radio show that starts out the show with shenanigans.
Exactly.
Well, that's good.
I didn't know. It must be good because people still listen, even though we start the show with complete shenanigans.
There's never an introduction to the show.
Shenanigans go on for like a good 5-10 minutes, and then we're like, oh.
Oh, okay, let's get into the topic. Yeah, exactly.
Like, hello, we're here.
You have to diffuse from the day. You have to take it down.
Well, this is true. But I think every day. Strange. Every day is strange.
Nicole.
Yeah, that's what I...
And I'll explain to you why. Because I have a 6-year-old that has the mind of a 12-year-old. And our conversations are just very strange.
Okay. I mean.
So,
it's better him than some weirdo on the train asking.
I don't know. I think I would feel less. Listen, I think I'd feel more comfortable with a stranger on the train than my 6-year-old.
I don't know about that.
I know, right? You might want
have
to
have a conversation with him one day.
You might want to slap homeboy or whoever it is you talk to.
No, you don't understand. I wanted to freaking just run away from Jackson because choking him is illegal.
Yeah, I know. That's how I feel about these two in my house. And
okay,
they way older than yours, honey.
Yeah,
sometimes.
But it makes sense. No. It makes sense because they're older.
Yeah, but see, then I'll be going. But still, they're going to put, you know, they'll put an assault charge on me.
My mother assaulted me.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know.
No, 6. But he's 6. Why am I having adult conversations with a 6-year-old?
Because your kids are more advanced now. Yeah, they know more now.
If for once, I didn't get blamed for it. I'm happy. Forget
that
it.
Damn internet.
Blame the internet, blame TV, blame the ratings, anything. It's like these kids
cartoons
are just, they're coming out advanced.
Sadly, though, I can blame no one but myself.
Well, you know what, it's kind of, I say it's kind of good because, like I said, at least he'll, as he gets older, he'll be more in tune to certain things. He'll be a little more mature. Because that's how I feel as being the age that I am. I feel that I'm a little more, like, a little more, lack of a better word, a little more adult than some people my age. You understand what I'm saying? Even when I was younger, I felt a little older, like I had an old soul or something like that, you know?
Yeah, I did that, and then I realized, screw that, I don't want to be an adult anymore, so I just do adult shit.
Listen,
but I'm really a
big kid. I wish John Bon Jovi would come into my house and sing that goddamn song.
Stop.
You see, we got the power to
turn that. Tell me why I seen that commercial like 3 times before the show even started.
Yes, I love that commercial. I wish he'd come in my house to turn back damn time.
Actually, I don't, because my girlfriend Nikki would smell him and be here in like 2 seconds. She's a real Jersey girl. Like big hair and all of that. I'm
got
like,
the power
damn.
To turn back time.
Yeah,
I love that commercial.
Oh my God, how crazy is that? And yeah, guys, you are listening to The Menu. We actually do have a real topic this evening, but it's The Menu. Expect the unexpected.
Yeah,
expect the unexpected.
Please don't expect anything normal, because we're not a normal group of people.
We got Big Red in the house. We got Nicole, aka The Agenda.
Call the number 347.
347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. And tonight's topic is power and the perception of.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had to pick this topic because I think about all the cornballs at jobs or at it seems like it's mainly a job.
Out in the street, period.
Yeah, but out in the street. Yeah, but also out in the street who seem to think that they have some type of power or power over people, but they really don't know what it is to have power. And once again, we live in a world where words are just being misused. Words are being redefined, labels, titles. It's a bunch of fuckery.
Mm-hmm.
Fuckery. So I had to pick this because, once again, there's a lot of cowards out there who think they got. It's like whoever saw Juice.
I remember
like
that movie.
Bishop,
mm-hmm.
Bishop
yep.
really think he had the power. Yeah, he thought he had the juice because. Yeah, no, I don't mean a cup of juice. To those who, you know, not familiar with slang from, you know, back in the 90s,
okay, so anyone
like power.
Yeah. Anyone under the age of 40 has no idea what we're talking about.
Right.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So, but Bishop thought he had power because he had a gun in his hand.
Not only the gun part of it. Power also has to do with, that also had to do with, When Q and his boys was around, oh, he was, you know, talking a whole bunch of ish, but as soon as they wasn't around, it was like he kind of like punked out a little bit. And that's how people are. You have people that are like that. When they get around an audience, all of a sudden they got all these balls and they got so much to say, but then when there's nobody around, it's like, I didn't mean to say. Oh, now you don't mean to say when you ain't around your peoples now.
Exactly. And see, thank you, Big Red, because that right there is not power. So
mm-hmm.
for all those who are listening who are one of these people that we're talking about who waits till they get an audience and
mm-hmm.
you want to talk smack,
mm-hmm.
that's not power. What you
yep.
are is an over-microwave chicken nugget. You're just, you're disgusting. You know what I'm saying? Like you're unappetizing. Like, nobody cares about you.
You really are. You nasty as hell. Oh, God.
Right?
I don't even want
to. Yep, over Michael.
There's not enough sweet and sour for you.
especially at work, and I'm sure
oh my God,
that applesauce,
oh,
a.k.a. the agenda, I'm sure she deal with it all the time.
She's the only one.
Oh, yeah, she ain't the only one, honey.
I know y'all deal with it.
Maybe not right now, but I've done with it. But, you know, it's like I said, it's not just work people. It's people just in general, period.
It's people in general, but where do you spend a majority of your time?
Right.
It's
that's true.
Because if it was at home, it'd be a different story, but you spend a majority of your time at work.
Right.
And you know that. And let's be real for a minute. The assholes at work are still worse than the assholes in your personal life. They are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because
they don't really
see you like that. You know what I'm saying? So they know they're only going to be assholes around you for a few hours. After that, you know what I'm saying? They're different people they're not around. But your personal people, when those motherfuckers act up, it's a wrap, Jack. It's a wrap.
Well, don't you love it? Don't you love it when, like, they see you outside of work? And then they're just so nice, like they're ready to make you a sandwich or a cup of
coffee. Oh, yeah.
Hey,
oh, yeah.
How you doing?
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
hey.
Knowing damn well you couldn't stand me the other fucking day. The other day, you walk right past me and act like you ain't even know me. But as soon as you see me out in the chair, how you doing? No, don't talk to me now.
No.
You didn't want to talk to me before,
work,
don't talk to me now.
Talk to me outside. Absolutely not. I do not speak to you if I don't like you or no.
Absolutely.
No.
I'm just like
I'll tell you too.
If I don't like you too much, I don't say shit to you. You're not even existent to me. Like, you don't exist to me.
Exactly.
Wait, hold on, what agenda? What did you say?
I said I would tell you too. If you come up to me and be like, hey, oh, now you speak to me, now you know me. I'm going to let you know why I'm giving you shade. I'm going to let you know. I'm going to check you.
And I'm not even going to bother. I'm going to let you and walk away.
Right. Like, don't try to holler at me now. Shit.
Well, a lot of times it's mainly people like in a supervisory position.
Oh, absolutely. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Those motherfuckers know not to talk to me. I barely talk to them. I give them a head nod. I don't even open my mouth to a lot of them. I stick my head yes or no or and I walk away.
But wait a minute. But we all have that one person.
That just really
goes out of their way.
To make it a fucking hell.
They're like that little baby until you just smack them on the hand real quick. They just keep saying stop. And they just say, stop.
Like
stop.
That episode of the Boondocks where Grandpa gave that lady the belt. Beat his ass. But sometimes it's got to be like that. And that's the crazy part.
You know what's so funny? My son, he said that he was in a group the other day, and they were talking something about that in terms of, like, when you're working on a job and how people, you know, you have to be polite and stuff like that. So I, in turn, of course, because as a parent, you also have to teach them certain things. Also, I told myself, you know what, it's good to be polite. I said, but you have some people that are at jobs that'll make you not be polite to them. But you don't come out your character because of them. Because, see, sometimes they do it on purpose to you.
Yeah. Please, I had one fool at the job admit to the fact that he liked to make people so mad to the point where they want to fight him, then he go and call the cops.
Wow.
Yeah,
what's the purpose?
Yeah, uh-huh.
That's all right. Well, he gonna do that to the wrong person.
And here's your funny: a young girl, when I say young, a 22-year-old girl turned to him and told him exactly that.
Yep.
And he was shocked. It never crossed his mind.
He's gonna do that to the wrong person. And guess what? The cops ain't gonna be the place you're gonna need. You're gonna be the coroner office.
But it's crazy how a 20-something-year-old had to tell this dude who's 60-something. Like, wait, that goes to show you how fucked up people are.
You know,
when you got someone that's like 4 decades younger than you having to explain to you certain basic things about life, you're an asshole and you're a loser. I'm just saying.
Yeah. But I mean, the thing is, it's getting worse because no one is putting a restraint or restraining these people who seem to think that their title or their labels, you know, like it allows
behavior.
Them to demean
mm-hmm.
and like piss on people. Like, look
mm-hmm.
at all these cops that have been getting arrested lately. Now,
mm-hmm.
these are
mm-hmm.
supposed to be upholders of the law, and they're quick to talk junk about everybody else and criminals. But yet, these cats are getting locked up for taking money. And it's not run away to another island or send money to the Cayman Islands money. You taking
nope.
bullshit money. And you're like, you're sworn to uphold the law, but you're breaking it. So what are you saying?
And
we
that's
need
where
to everybody.
Right, that's where the power thing comes in, because they feel that they above, like they feel
that's
that they're
greed,
above
man.
The law.
And you gotta remember one thing: power and greed go hand in hand. So you
mm-hmm.
got to be a real greedy motherfucker. You too. Come on.
They feel that they
that's
are above
ridiculous.
The law. They feel that well, I can do that because you know what? I got my people. It's like. They feel that they have people that's going to protect them, and not everybody's going to protect you.
But
all the
they
time.
Know. But you
that's
know what the,
BS
is? But the BS is, these cops, they got that blue wall of silence, man. That thing is almost impenetrable.
Uh huh. Yep.
That's
listen,
the scary
look at
thing.
Look at that movie Serpico.
They
tried to kill that cop. They tried to kill this man because he was about doing the right thing.
Yep.
Now, what does that tell you?
They
who's
want
the real
no part
criminal?
For that. Exactly.
I mean, I hate to say it like that because not all cops are bad. But
no, but the problem is the majority of them are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but see, when you have a group like NYPD who have this gang mentality,
mm-hmm.
everybody else to them is like the enemy. And then they treat, and see, sometimes they treat people as such, as the enemy. But
right.
look what they're doing.
Right. And you know, back in the days, it really wasn't like that back in the days. Like, you could say, like, back in maybe the 70s, the 60s, the 70s, it wasn't that bad. Like, it wasn't as widely known, I guess, as it is now. And it wasn't that bad. They had a little more respect for people back then. Now, it's just like, it's just horrible now.
Well, see, that's the problem. I think their lack of regard is one of the things that's just blowing the lid off of things for all of them. Because, see, nobody would be checking into what you're doing if you were, put like this, out of a scale of 100, if you were doing 80 or 70% of the things right, that other
mm-hmm.
30% nobody's checking for.
Mm-hmm.
But if you turn around and you only, if you're bringing fire to hell, so, hey, what's going on there?
Yeah.
Like we got enough of this going on. Like you're making yourself known. You're putting yourself out there with these shootings, and then how you're treating people at the public. It's like a lot of things are a question mark with them, and people like them. That's why I'm like, when you look at power, you got to look at I look at women, and I can see in some cases how certain laws are made to just, like, hands down, oh, women got this. Because some of them have the power that certain men seek, and they will do anything for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's your turn, bad applesauce. So if you know now, you want to talk.
Here he goes.
I ain't saying nothing, because I deal with it constantly at my job, and the situation is not going to change, so it's kind of aggravating. You know, you
mm-hmm.
have a union, and the union ain't shit, because
nope.
at the end of the day, the union is not for the people. The union is here to pacify us because they think we're stupid. They're there to protect the company. So it doesn't matter. It's not going to change because no one defends us.
Nope.
So the people who I dislike the most, I don't care who has a problem with it, come see me, is the black women. They're the nastiest.
Yep.
They're a bunch of bitches.
Yep.
And you understand? And then we have other groups of people who I won't say, and they're men who don't respect women, and they talk down to us because they used to talk into their women that way. So it's just a whole bunch of bullshit that we go through that's not, and it's not going to change. And do these motherfuckers have power in their own life? No. That's how come they come and bring it at the job. The people who seek power at work do not have power at home. And they're cowards. And they need to get their life or kill themselves.
She absolutely right. That's how I see it. She right. That's how I see it. I see people, like I say, I see when people act like that, that is because they don't have any power at home or in their personal lives.
They don't have control, right.
So when they get into those type of jobs or that type of position, oh, now I got power over other people. Meanwhile, at home, you're getting pumped.
Exactly.
You're getting pumped at home. Excuse me. Your damn kids is punking you. Your man is punking you. Your parents is punking you. And you're a grown-ass person and people are punking you. But when
you
get to this job, right, when you get to this job, all of a sudden, you grew balls or you grew hair on your cooch. Like, no. Don't come
exactly.
at me like that, because you know what? At the end of the day, if you wanted to have that power like that, then you need to go teach a bunch of second graders, first graders, kindergarten, if you want the power like that. Go teach little kids. Don't come to a job where you got grown people and then you're going to act like you're going to talk to grown people as you're talking to little kids. That doesn't work, because guess what? Not everybody is going to back down. Some people is going to come at you and tell you, listen, I'm a grown-ass man or woman. Don't talk to me like that.
Exactly.
But wait a minute. But then what if now? Then you once again, you got those ones like, oh yeah, you gonna talk to me like that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh really? You ain't backing down? Oh, since then they gotta find another way.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
To come at you to try to break you or back you down, just
yep.
to prove once again, like
that's
I got that
point.
Power, like I can do
yep.
that. Wait, my thing is, what's so important about feeling like you have power over someone?
Because they're
losers.
I never
really understood that.
Because they've been
losers.
They've been losers all their lives. I think me and you spoke about the other day. These are people that are, they still have those childhood insecurities. They, like I said, they were probably getting bullied when they were younger. You know, especially like, I'm going to say just like she said, I'm sorry to say it, but black women. These are women when they were younger, they weren't with the it girls. The it girls were probably the ones, oh, bitch, you ugly. Oh, look at your hair. They were the it girls that were teasing them. The dudes teased them. They didn't have no respect. So now as they get older, they're like, oh, I'm grown now. Oh, I'm going to show these people who I am. And then they like when they see certain groups of girls or certain type of people, they revert back to that, oh, they revert back to that childhood, like, oh, the it girls, and I'm still that little girl that didn't have hair on my head, or I didn't have nice clothes, and they punked me. So they go back, they revert back to that.
Well, our group don't have unity anyway. You know, and that's the sad part. All the other nationalities at some point will come together, not us. They're very petty. And
oh,
always,
no, hell no.
Are you always petty and bullshit, and it's always something. And it's sad. You know,
yep.
I shouldn't have to cringe when I see my people as a supervisor. I should be able to put a smile on my face and say, today is going to be a good day. No, when I see them, that's the day I wish I hung myself.
And
or
you know what? And just like you said,
or whatever.
The sad
yes.
thing about it, that's what it is. It's the women, and just like you said, it's the black women. When you see one of those supervisors and it end up being like, the, you know, the Caucasian ones, it's like a relief. Unfortunately, that's how you feel. It's like, all right,
exactly.
They're going to talk, you know, they're going to talk to me a certain way. They're going to ask me to do something instead of telling me what I have to do.
Exactly. And the thing about it is they may not like you, but they'll at least show you respect.
Right. Yeah,
unlike
exactly.
our people who don't
exactly.
even know you and will
exactly.
automatically look, they automatically walk up to you and look you up and down.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell
and
is
that? And that's what I find so interesting, because it's like, and just as an example, like I look at Jay-Z and everybody, you don't have to even take Jay-Z, but just the person in Jay-Z's position. And everybody look at, like, oh, he's the man, this, that, this, that. But you got to understand something. There's somebody making way more money than Jay-Z, more than Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think that's power, that's Jay-Z is not the power. Because if Jay-Z
right.
was the power, then he'd have his own distribution company. He'd be doing more, like, he'd have it sewn up. But Just like people seem, some people out here seem to think that, oh, Jay-Z owns part of the Barclays, but Jay-Z doesn't. He may have stock in it.
There's cheese in it.
But he doesn't own it outright. And you know what the sad part is? He couldn't even have gotten where he's gotten unless he could have wiped his shoes. Because I think it was a German dude that had set it off for him, because he wouldn't do it on his own, because nobody would, they wouldn't let him. Nobody
what, with the Barclays?
Yeah, the Barclays. Yeah, it was a German dude.
He's Russian.
Had to,
he's Russian.
Oh,
he's German. He's Russian. Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that.
Russian
it was a Russian dude that had to set it off. Now that's power. You're just like a you're just like a turd in the toilet. You ain't even a part of the plumbing system. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's power. This dude had to come and say, "All right, I'll do this for you, Jay, and I'll get this percentage, and this is what you'll get."
Yep.
I'll get 7 slices, and you'll get the 8.
And when people heard about
the
first thing they do, oh, Jay-Z on the Barclays. No, stop it. He don't own it, honey. You part own it, but he don't own it.
And that's the thing. It's like, and if I had to speak on our people, the black people seem to be in love with this fictitious power shit. Like this whole thing of like, oh, this is power, or this, or I'm a supervisor over here, and I tell these people what to do. But listen, it's a job. That's all it is. It ain't nothing serious. You ain't running no plantations and whipping that. It's just a job. Relax.
Especially if you took a multiple choice test, people, you are not special. It's not like you were appointed. You eeny, meeny, miny, moe, that shit.
Please speak
so
the truth, honey, because you would think that they got bachelors and masters and doctorates to have this job. Honey, you don't need nothing but a high school diploma or a GED, and just like you said, multiple damn choice. Who the hell can't take a multiple choice test?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Even to become a supervisor, it's multiple choice. Are you kidding me? Anybody can pick anybody can pick an A, B, C, D, E, F, G, L, M, X, or whatever.
Exactly. Not everybody
has
that position and want that headache. So that's
them.
You know, that's
them. Some people, they lose sight of knowing their role. And like I said, it's because, you know, listen, everybody does it, from Indian, Hispanic, white, black, all people have it. But it seems like there's some that go more overboard than the others.
Oh, yeah.
Like, white, I have to say it, but white people, a lot of white people don't really have to do that, because it's like, well, some of them are just like, well, I'm white, so of course I'm right. Some of them, not all of them, but some of them are like, I'm white, so of course I'm right. But in some cases, you do have some that feel like they have to, well, let me get on this motherfucker real quick to let her know that I'm about it. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes there's really no need for it. But then when our people come along, some black people, some of them, they see a white person come along, so they gotta lay it down extra thick. You know, just to show off. Or some of them just do it for, like you said, self-fulfillment. Like, I gotta let you know, like, yeah, we may be cool outside, but when we come to work, you know what I'm saying, you gotta respect me. And this, that, and the third, and you got to put some respect on it and stuff like that. I'm like, huh? Like, hey, listen, I had issues at my job, and a lot of cats don't like me because I don't have the filter. And I'm not going to live with the filter. Like, why should I? If you're doing something that I don't like or that personally wronged me, I'm going to let you know whether you're a supervisor or not. Like, first of all, when you go to a job or wherever you go, you're a man first or you're a woman first. That's your God-given right. You are who you are, and no one has the right to demean you or try to make you feel like you're powerless in any situation. I don't care if it's cop, I don't care if it's a military, but I don't care whatever. Unless you're doing something that you're not supposed to be doing, like you're breaking some type of law or you're hurting somebody or something like that, nobody has the right to try and demean who you are, or try to take away who, you know, something from who you are. But this is what people do. They try to break you down. And I, for the life of me, I don't understand why. Like, yeah, it could be insecurities, or it could be just that plain and simple, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, you're one of the bad assholes. You're not a good asshole. You're, like, a bad asshole.
The majority of the time is because they're bad assholes. It's like you said.
Yeah, but then, you know what? Then you're wrong when you say something. Like, when you try, when they think that they have power, and then you turn around and you say something, and they, oh, you think you're better than me? No, I don't think you're better. I don't think I'm better than you, but you're trying to disrespect me, and I'm just letting you know I'm not comfortable with that. So now all of a sudden, Nicole is a problem because she don't like to be disrespected. Well, why should she like it? She shouldn't have to like it. Nobody should have to like it.
Listen, I've been dealing with that for years, and I work in a male dominated field twice. I work in computers, and two, I'm in construction. You do the math.
Yeah,
right. The ratio of men to women.
My job too. They just approved their maternity.
Oh, girl, you too?
Yeah, and that shit still ain't nothing.
Hell no.
It still is nothing. It's a bad job, but yet the men don't work. We're the ones that work, the women.
Wow. Hell, that ain't nothing new. Please.
Well, the job that I used to work at, it was more, you can count on your fingers how many men was there compared to the women.
Yeah, but the problem is how many of the women had to take the role of the men in the damn office, for Pete's sake.
Well, that's true.
And
this is another reason why you have some people, and as Nicole said, and as Big Red said, when these black women out here, they're getting a little extra because...
Exactly.
Because, they feel they got a leg up. A lot of them feel like, well, I got a leg up in the work industry. It's like, we're more in demand than you men are. But if you look at it, it's kind of a role reversal. But yet, once again, nobody's really getting anything out of it because the men are getting shitted on, and now they acting like little babies and shit like that, like oh my, with their little thumb in their mouth and shit. And there are women out there who are, how could I put this? They're getting that control. They're getting that so-called power, but some of them don't know what to do with it. Because they seem to think browbeating somebody is what power is all about instead of trying to help correct the situation. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, why talk down when you could talk up? Huh?
Exactly. They think it's a dictatorship.
Yeah, and that's it. That, like, if that wouldn't work for you, why would you do it for somebody else? That's
exactly
the thing that for the life of me, I'll never understand. Like, doesn't it say in the Bible, do unto others as you want done unto yourself? With that being said, and people turn around and, you know, they call themselves, oh, I'm a Christian, or I'm a Baptist, or I'm this, and I'm that.
Oh, my goodness, yes. They're the ones, too. The black women, the infamous women that give
Woo.
A peace at the end of it will say, and I go to church, well, bitch, pray.
I go to church. You have a blessed day. Don't bless me, because you might be summoning the devil when you say that. No, thank you.
Yeah, a blessed day. I'm like, I didn't see it.
That's right, because you don't want everybody praying for you.
They're
praying for your downfall.
Yep, exactly. I don't play that.
Somebody
listen,
tell you,
I'll
go to church on Sunday. Like, was it Church of God or Church of Satan?
Uh-huh. Shoot, they might be going to a Reverend Ike church.
Exactly.
A Reverend Ike church where he's taking all your damn money, too.
Well, you know.
Well, thank you.
Listen, but that's
too many
okay.
phony people.
Yep.
That's okay.
But see, phony seems to be the new norm these days. It's like if you're phony, you're the most liked person. But when you realize, she's real. Oh, I don't like her because she talks too much. Why? Because I'm saying something with some sense. I don't get that. It's amazing to me how it's now where. Oh, if you're a fake person, I'm smiling up in your face and telling you all these lies, you up my ass. But if I'm spitting real stuff, it's like, you know, I get looked at a certain way. I can't be fake. I'm sorry. No, I'm not going to sit here and say I like this job because I don't like it. I'm not going
to
say that.
It's just a job to make money. That's it.
Right.
That's it.
Right. I'm here just because I have to work here, but no, I don't like this job. And I'm not going to sit up here and nobody's going to make me say, oh, yeah, Elliot, no, no, I don't.
Oh, but then they'll say, oh, she's miserable.
She's miserable.
Like, I love that. My dog, they want to label me the angry black man. And I'm like, you know what? Y'all can keep rocking.
Listen, I'm going to tell them I am because I ain't being treated fine and fairly. You're right, I am. You're getting around angry
like,
black
man. Listen, I told somebody I'm not angry. I'm just passionate about the fact that you're not going to piss on my head and tell me it's raining. I'm passionate about the fact that I don't like bullies. I'm passionate about the fact that I don't like to see people shitted on. So if you have a problem with the fact that I'm passionate about ignorance and everything I just said, then that's your problem. That's your bag of groceries, not mine. But it's just certain things I don't like, but people seem to have a problem with you can't speak your mind. Mika, shut up. You can't speak your mind. Bad open source can't say nothing. Big Red, brother, shut the hell up. You know, why? Why do I have to shut up? Like, why do you get to talk? Why are you the man, and why do you feel that you have to be the woman? Like, what's the problem? I really don't get it. Like, if you really looking to prove yourself and prove yourself to who? Because at the end of the day, when you look in the mirror, you're still an asshole. You're still a jackass, and you still don't have no control over your own situation.
Right, exactly. But see, that's what they're mad about. See, you have to realize, 9 to 5, they got the power. 9 to 5, I could be the boss. I could be who I want. I could tell them what to do. I could be an asshole to them. But after 5 o'clock, remember, I got to take a train home. I got to drive home. I got to go home, and then I got my son or my daughter that's talking to me like I'm one of their friends or something like that. They punking me for my money. My daughter or my son is stealing out my person. When I tell them about it, they cussing me out. You understand what I'm saying? Well, I got my man, when I get home, he tell me, bitch, you supposed to be home at 6:30. What you doing coming in the house at 6:45? You understand what I'm saying? Or even a husband that coming home, the wife, what the fuck, you ain't this, why the dishes ain't that, why the kids ain't this, that. Mind you, this person doesn't work the 9 to 5. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
but this is
that's what it is.
This is what it is, and it's sad, and it's getting worse. It's like really, people are really just eating in to the hype.
Yep, it ain't getting no better.
You've no idea, and it's just gonna get worse.
Yeah.
So, all right. So my thing is this. So what about what I find also interesting is the power of the vagina and the penis.
Huh?
Well, huh?
I got to the power of the JJ.
Wait, what'd she say? What'd you say, bad episode?
I know. I said, hold on, let me stick this in my other ear. I have to hear it.
I'm not even going to tell you. Okay, listen. In my mind, that just sounds way worse than what it really was meant to be. I just want to point that out to you.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah.
I'm serious. A pervert, so expect nothing
more.
Yeah,
we know. Sexual terrorists.
Hey. But
my thing is, that, like, all right, did anybody ever watch preacher on
YouTube?
Wait,
I'm still confused.
Who said who talks about the power? That female preacher. If you Google, if you
about the
go
power
YouTube,
of the JJ.
Yeah. You seen her before, right? Yo,
no. Wait, I'm about to find her right now. Wait, hold up.
She is extra, but yo, is she's not lying. She's not lying. Because there is definitely, like, some people, there are people who, like, damn near give it all up, lose their mind for some penis or some vagina.
Mm-hmm.
Lose their goddamn mind.
That's true.
And I wonder, how is that possible?
How,
like,
is it possible?
What turns off in your brain? Yeah. Like, don't, when you get to a certain age, don't you just be like, ah, it is what it is.
Not everybody.
Some people think that.
But see, and you know what? I'm going to tell you like this. That also goes back to what I was saying about, see, like we said, like we talked about maybe the last show or something, some of these things are things that happen. Like, you have to look back at a person's past from when they were younger, especially when you got into your adolescence. You have some men that they get so amped up over a woman. They didn't even, my thing is, some dudes don't even get the coochie yet, and they act a certain way over women or over a woman. You understand what I'm saying? So, and sometimes I think this goes back from when they were adolescents, and maybe girls turned them down. Maybe a woman didn't like them. Maybe they were, you know, not saying this, but maybe they were a heavy. So, you know, because like I said, a big dude or a big female is more popular now than it was back in, you know, back in high school times or when they were younger or whatever. Maybe it was a girl that wasn't feeling him when he was younger, and then now she's older and, you know, now she's ready to give it up to him. You understand what I'm saying? So a lot of this stuff comes from, like I said, you know, a lot of this stuff comes from when you're younger, like adolescent, and as you got to get older and stuff like that, you got to look at the past.
Well,
you got to look back.
I got to ask. Brother B, was it known as vagina power?
Is it black lady?
Yeah, was it a public access thing?
Yeah.
I know what she's talking about now.
She's talking about.
Okay.
Her name. But she broke it down, though. She broke it down. Like the
God,
power.
Okay.
That bitch is crazy.
So wait. She's so crazy. Her name is Chloe Taylor. Okay. Her name is Alexis K. Taylor. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's called the host of the Vagina Power Hour.
Vagina Power Hour.
Wow. I'm a folk Vagina Power Show.
Oh, Vagina
Power Show.
Wow.
So
I listened to a little bit of her in this term.
K. Taylor.
But listen, you can't say, now look at that. She got a show based on
a
vagina.
A public show. And
Huh?
She's Jackie Wilson's daughter, apparently.
Oh, shit.
Oh, really? Listen,
just the entertainment.
She got a show just off of that. So, and you know how many viewers she got? How many viewers?
And then you got some crazy ass women who won't listen to this bitch and go out there thinking that they have control over every man. That don't work for every man.
On June 15th, and she said men need to learn how to eat pussy. I'm just saying.
Oh, my goodness.
But wait a minute. How many viewers
does
she have? How many viewers does she have?
Wait, I misquoted.
You're breaking up. Don't break up now.
Wait.
How many viewers does she have?
Don't break
wait,
up.
How many?
She's supposed to eat. Apparently, men should learn how to eat more pussy and not use their fingers so much.
Mm. Okay. How many viewers does she have?
5,000 and change.
Wait a minute. You keep, every time you say the number, you break
exactly
up.
Exactly. She keep moving. You have a
she
dead
said a
zone
thousand.
House.
She said 1,000 and change.
Oh,
only
1,000?
No, 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 no.
Nah,
wait. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
5,000 and change.
Oh,
5,000 and change.
Oh, wow.
She got 5,000 followers just for that episode.
She's got
because you have some women out there who feel like, let me listen to her because maybe she could tell me how to get
this
man.
No, she
hasn't.
Please,
women, don't be that stupid. And please do get your life and get it. And stop using women.
First of all, I might
check it out because she might be offering some information I might need to write down.
Vagina Power Show. Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Listen, but you know what? It's crazy because here's the funny. We like to think, and I'm a female, and I got to say this. We like to think we have the power.
I don't
with
think
certain
so.
Things, but the reality is we don't. We have to fight to maintain.
I know better.
We have to actually fight to maintain something that makes sense.
Exactly.
Right.
And that,
but see, that's
and,
the thing, Nicole. You.
But we
you
know
do.
This.
We know this, but you got women out there that don't know that. Just like we just said, you got women that will listen to her and say, "Oh, if I could get him to do that, he'll stay home, or he won't go out, or he won't mess with that
well,
chick
you know,
no more."
Red,
this, that, and the other.
Red.
Yeah, that's
sad. But there are dudes out there that will do it. Listen,
I know what I'm
no
just
mistake,
saying.
Listen, make no mistake. There are men out there that lost their lives
male.
With some vagina. They've lost their homes, their cars, kids.
Yeah, but there's
religion.
More women that, listen, if we're going to be honest about this, women have lost more in that
that's
respect
right.
than men have.
Exactly.
Yeah, guys
exactly.
have been victims, but there's been more casualties on the vagina front than there has on the penis front.
Penis front. That's
really?
Right. Absolutely.
That is
absolutely.
Yeah.
That's right.
And that's
hell
a
yeah.
damn shame that we have to admit to that.
We put a lot on the line for a dude that we care about.
Yeah.
So we'll take care of the man financially, emotionally, everything. These motherfuckers, all they do is bring the dick. I'm sick of these motherfuckers. I mean, they come shit. The next
wow.
time I say these sideways, I'm losing.
Holy crap, what I do? Wow. Okay, I'm going to go crawl up in a corner in a ball somewhere.
I'm just
look,
saying. I'm just saying. If all you have to bring to the table is dick, you are not a man. I repeat.
Well, that's
if
true.
All you bring to the table is dick, you are not a man.
That's
true. Right.
Game line.
So,
you need a bit more than that.
Exactly.
But
when you hold
unfortunately,
your female down the same
this
way
is
she
how
holds
men.
You down, then you a man.
Well, unfortunately, this is how guys, not like I said, not all men, this is how they think. They think that's the power. All I got to do is dick it down every night real good, and she'll
exactly.
forget about everything that happened. She'll forget about my holes. She'll forget about that chick I was dealing with last week. She'll forget I ain't washed the dishes. She'll forget I ain't washed my ass last week. She'll forget
not.
I ain't washed my ass in 3 days. She'll forget. She'll forget I ain't brushing teeth this morning. She'll forget everything as long as I'm doing the right thing.
Now, wait a minute. You got to take a shower before we have sex.
Someone
I know
that's
right.
Got
yeah.
got
listen. Listen. Do y'all listen.
Yeah.
Listen to what I'm telling you. Some of these women, like I said yesterday, my son was having a conversation. He asked me what women like. So he
to be left the hell
about,
alone?
He was talking about in terms of, like, how do they want to be approached in terms of, you know,
like a
to
fucking lady.
To and I told him that, but, you know, as we got deep into conversation, I also told him, I said, listen, I said, the main thing is just make sure you keep your hygiene and your appearance up. You ain't got to have the fanciest threads under the sun, but just keep your hygiene up. Nobody wants to.
I know that's right.
I told him, I said, no woman wants a man coming up in them and coming up to them and trying to talk to them and your breath smell like monkey pampers. Nobody wants that.
I know
no.
that.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And also know what to say to a woman, too. Don't come up to a woman and be like, oh, I see you making that money, right? Because I'm down
yeah,
to what you want. You understand?
And that's what I told him, too. I said, don't say certain things.
Don't say
you know, don't say
shit.
Certain things. I said, don't say stupid things. If you're going to just compliment her, I said, don't compliment her just on her anatomy in terms of, oh, yeah, girl, you got big ass. No, you ain't going, no, that ain't going to happen. But you know what this, but you know what the flip side of that is? Unfortunately, you
uh-huh.
got some women out there that will go for that nonsense. You could tell
yep.
them all of that, and guess what? They're giving you the phone number, the house number,
so,
the cell,
you got a
the mama's number.
The problem
yeah,
is the majority of them are like,
yes, they give up email,
yeah,
Facebook,
this younger
IG,
generation,
everything.
They are scary.
Right, they giving up everything. Smoke signal, this is my smoke signal. They giving up everything.
Aren't you glad that you grew up in an era where there weren't cell phones readily accessible?
Right.
Aren't you happy?
I'm very happy I grew up in that age where we actually had phone numbers. I can get, and the thing is, you can't even give a dude a wrong number now, because if you give him a wrong number, he's going to call the shit right, you standing right there.
I
know. You can't do that no more. Oh, let me call you right now so you can have my number. Nigga, get the hell out my face.
Nigga. Not if you get that alternative number. You get the alternative number. That sucker will still ring to your line, and all you got to do is deactivate that account.
I'm gonna give me an Obama phone.
It's called the sideline.
Oh Lord, I'm gonna give me an
Obama phone.
Yeah, that's my number.
I'm gonna just tell you straight up, no. I'm good.
Oh yeah, I should do that. I'll be like, they be like, can I have your number? Nope.
No.
I know, you can't have my number.
I do not talk to men when I'm in uniform. No, because I see you see the ATM. No.
Nope. No, you can't have my number, bro.
No. Absolutely not.
But
hey, there's power in the uniform.
Oh, because it's money. It's not real. It's
and
money.
That's not really power. That's the illusion of power.
Exactly.
That's the perception of power.
Of power. Exactly.
That attracts predators.
Exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because
bitch ass niggas only look at women for their money. You hear it, you bitch ass niggas? Shit, I'm tired of them.
Oh my God.
Wow, so the agenda's not mad.
She almost made me spit out my damn self.
Big ass niggas.
Oh my God, this is so funny.
I can't.
Because I'm tired of shit. Oh my, I see you out there making that money. Can you buy me something? Fuck you. I ain't buying you shit.
Oh, my God. Yo.
Yo,
what
did you
We're going to have to do a version of the menu called the Angry Black Woman. Because, yo, you
no.
need to get yo,
oh,
you,
please do.
No. Wait.
Yes.
Guys.
No, I'm not angry.
She's not mad.
Oh, that's right. I got you. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Fed up.
Guys.
Fed up, black woman.
Because you put up the definitions of angry as fed up, and I like that.
Fed up. Fed up.
One,
oh, damn,
diary
up
of a mad black woman. That's all I have to say about that. And two, after she gets away for a couple of days, she'll be fine.
Clear.
We just got to.
Because I'm going to be around a certain nationality that got money and won't ask me for shit. But when you come around your people, and I hate this, especially the black man. Why are you always going to come to me and the black woman ask me for money all twice when you got other niggas standing right there? Why you always got to come
Mika,
to me and
you
ask
know
me
what,
to
and
buy you this and that? Why you can't ask dudes?
Unfortunately, Mika, I got to agree with her, because sometimes when I go out, whether it was when I was working or when I just go out to go take care of business, I come in this house breaking, because it's just like, I feel like I need to go to another universe, because sometimes I come in this house and like, yo, I must be living in fucking crazy town or something. I feel like I'm living in crazy town, because it's like I come home, and the shit that I go through when I'm out in the street. And when I come home, it's just like, it's unbelievable sometimes. And especially, like you said, with the dudes. It's the shit that they say. It's the way they approach you. It's not, you know, I don't always get that, oh, Mark, can you do this for me? But it's just the way that they approach you sometimes. And it's just like, some of them is just like, they're going to say something.
It's the power of the booty.
No, it's not. You know what else it is, too? And I'm going to put this out there, too. Not all big and fat women can't get dick. So not all of us are just
right.
All
right. Wait a minute.
You understand? Yes. I'm going to put it out there because a lot of them feel that a lot of big women can't get dick and insecure. And they feel a bit later, oh, my. Oh, she going to
I want to address that really fast. For anyone that actually believes that, let me tell you something. I have seen chicks thicker than me fucking do yoga moves that make my vagina hurt.
Listen, never
be confused
but that's
with
not
that.
It. Exactly. It's society. You understand?
But
that's how they're looking at it.
Wow.
Nothing to do with being physical,
but once again,
because
I was getting ready to say that it's not the physical that she's talking about. She's talking about the fact that, like I said, because we have such a, you know, I, like I said, I'm also a big girl, heavy set, or whatever you want to call
it. I'm a big girl, too.
Right.
Fuck that.
It's a stigma. It's a stigma that they have with us in
well,
terms
I
of they
tell
think,
them,
they
well,
think
thing,
that
well,
because, they think that this, because you have a lot of women, like I said, you have women out there that are our sizes, and they take the first thing that winks an eye or licks their tongue or whatever. They
right.
think that, oh, yeah. And then, like I said, if you because we live in, like I said, because of the social media thing, you have a lot of these pictures when they put those memes, those names up or whatever you want to call them, and it's always something like kind of, it's always something sexual when it comes to somebody of a certain size. It's never, oh,
exactly.
well, you can love this big woman or this
exactly.
woman is big.
Well,
it's
really
always
desired.
A sexual
well,
overtone to it, you know?
Behind the closed doors. They
right.
want
it's always a sexual overtone.
Or take our money and shit. Well, you ain't going to take this fat bitch money because I got confidence.
Well, listen. The agenda has been on my page enough to know how I feel about that. The agenda, you have seen half the shit that I... Listen.
But
listen,
out
I
of
know,
order,
I live it because
I'm out of order.
I'm a big
course
woman.
Out of order.
I'm a big woman, so I know. You just see, I'm a thick woman. No, excuse me, I'm not thick, I'm big. Because I got rolls, okay?
Who don't?
Rolls
don't. Please.
Oh, that's
but it's the you know, like I said, I get upset with it sometimes too because it's just annoying because, like I said, they just, you know, it's annoying when you come home and it's just like, yo, like, dog, like, don't try to play me for a sucker. Like I said, I've had to have conversations and tell dudes, listen, all that sweet talking you doing, all that stuff, oh, you still good, you still pretty. Nigga, my thing is this, I have a daddy, and I had my daddy for 85 to 86 years, and I don't need nobody, especially a male, to tell me what I look like. When I look in the mirror, I know what I look like. I don't need you to tell me that and start trying to sugarcoat, oh, girl, I'm going to do this for you. Nigga, no, show
I'm
me.
Out of here.
Don't
she
tell me.
That shit for you
don't
with your
tell
money.
Me. Right, exactly. Don't tell me. Show
nigga.
Me what
I'm
gonna you want to do.
World, but can I buy $10? Fuck out of here.
Don't tell me
yes,
what you want to do.
Yes, everyone, you're
show
rocking
me.
With the menu, brother B, Mika, Big Red, and
the agenda,
aka. The agenda.
This call of the agenda. Don't
I love
even
it. I
right.
love it. I love it.
So
I
don't say her name anymore. She say the agenda.
So I understand her. I understand her frustration because just like she said, these dudes will try. And you know what? And it's not. Let's even just get off. This is the big girl.
Wait.
It's
real
just
quick.
These dudes.
Real quick. We need a sound drop. We need a Mika. You need to work on that. I need a sound bite.
Uh-huh.
Where I can hit a button and say more fire. More fire.
Y'all stupid.
More fire.
That's hilarious. Yes, you do need that. You definitely need that. You
more
definitely
fire.
Need that.
I'm not even playing with y'all right now.
Yeah, that is.
That's why I wear headphones. Because not all the time there's music in my headphones. That's just a way for me to say, fuck you, don't talk to me. Only time I want you to say something
girl,
is if
honey,
I'm on fire.
That's all there's no more, honey. I walk around with headphones. Mind you, I've had black ones. I've had white ones. I got a bright pink pair one. These Negroes will still try to talk to me.
I point to my headphones and bob my head up and down.
I'm telling you, it don't work. Nothing you do works with these mists. Honey, I'm not a sunglass person, but this year I found some nice looking sunglasses. I ordered a couple of pairs. I said, you know what? Maybe if I start wearing sunglasses,
no,
maybe they won't
sunglasses.
Say nothing.
I get them the eye. I want you to
it
see
don't
the
work.
Look in my eye, motherfucker. I want you to see
it
the
It don't
look
work.
In my eye.
It don't work. I'm telling you, none of those things work anymore. I've tried all of that. Remember, I put on Facebook one time. I said, maybe when I got my earphones on and somebody tries to come and talk to me, maybe I'll start singing. Maybe they'll leave me alone. And I'll start singing
no,
loud.
No. This is what you got to do. This is what you got to do. When they start talking to you, ask how you doing, then you just say, huh? But did you hear that? Yeah, well, hold on.
Did you hear that?
Voltron. Yeah, no, you just started Voltron.
Voltron.
Yo, you're...
This,
stupid.
You're an idiot. I'm gonna do that.
You are a special kind of crazy.
No, I got one for you.
Sometimes you have to do that.
I got one for you. Bet I'm gonna be like more calling Austin. Come in, Austin. More calling.
You're so stupid.
I'm not playing no more.
So retarded.
Oh wait a minute. Get the tin foil hat. Just have a tin foil hat with the antennas on it.
Yes,
I'm going to bed.
And I'm going to play a two-punch out the house and start brushing my damn teeth.
Yes.
I ain't going through all that. I ain't going through all that. I'm just aggravated. I'm going to let you know and leave me the fuck alone. I give them the look. That's why I don't need sunglasses.
Why do you think it's so, they're so aggressive? Because you think it's about control? Do you think it's about...
No, they're predators. They see somebody they think they can prey on. Like, ooh, this bitch...
And also, I think it's because they rejection. They can't take rejection. So they feel if you're not saying something to them, it's like, what? You're not talking to me. But the girl before, she said something to me. Or that chick before, she gave me her phone number. So why are you not saying something to me?
This one right
exactly.
Here is not
I ain't doing that.
I'm cool as fuck, but I'm not friendly.
And you know what's so funny? I can see them. I see them when they coming. I'm walking. I can see them when they coming. I see them. I say to myself, and I try to look the other direction or walk a little on the side so they don't say nothing to me. Because I know they're going
to
say something to me.
I start talking to myself because my headphones is also, I can talk
I told
on
you.
It. So I let them think that I'm on the phone.
More
yeah.
calling Austin. Come
no.
in, Austin.
More
no, calling Austin.
No, I ain't got a dollar. No, you can't come stay with me. No. Because they tell you what they think you want to hear. No,
yeah, exactly.
It's 12 p.m.
Exactly
why you not at work? You understand? It's 12 p.m. If
y'all.
You don't work at night, why you not at work?
This is exactly why I can't go nowhere with y'all, because Nicole will be mean mugging. Big Red will be start yelling at somebody. Mika's gonna be in there and bust the edge of a bottle and try to fuck
hey,
somebody.
Hey! Wait! I do not perpetuate alcohol abuse. What a bar fight!
Okay.
Oh, thank
you.
Nothing
about alcohol
abuse. I just
said you're gonna bust a bottle and try to hit some, cut somebody.
But,
this is
the
I
only thing I would have in my hand would be an alcohol bottle, and I don't.
And Pete, I know you not talking because you be mean mugging
for
too.
For real. Get him,
no,
nigga.
No,
get him.
That's like a black Sergeant Slaughter. That's my regular boyish
wow,
song.
She went there.
How you gonna say
that's regular. That's regular.
Sergeant.
The sun be in my eye. The sun be in my eye.
That's
why
regular,
I look like
that's
that.
That's my regular
you
look, too. I don't smile
so
either.
Yeah, I be listening. I've had people tell me, they're like, damn, you be looking so mean. I'm like, listen, when you out in these streets, I've had family members tell me, like, damn, your face be. I'm like, listen, when you out in these streets, I got to do that. Because, like I said, if I don't, I'm going to get all kinds of cash. I told you, I'm the EDP magnet. All them goddamn crazies always want to have something to say to me.
Now,
damn, I am. I'm the EDP
nigga that
girl.
Be on people's couches. I'm a couch attractor nigga. That's why
honey,
I
am the EDP. Listen, I'd rather have a couch nigga than an EDP, because, see, an EDP, you don't know which way they going sometimes. At least a couch nigga, you know where he at, and you know how he going.
No, that nigga
want
to
EDP...
shoot y'all come and stay on your couch. No, I don't want them. No. No.
Oh, God.
At least the EDP,
shoot.
I know he's an EDP, something is wrong with him.
No,
but I take offense to always attracting niggas that want to sleep on your couch. Or
honey,
them
EDPs, I ain't messing with no EDP, because
no.
You ain't going to have me in here locked up in some goddamn room calling 911. Talking about, yeah, he out there. He got a knife. He got one of my son's hostage. No, we ain't doing that. Oh, hell
no.
No. He might have an episode of his ex-girlfriend. What? That bitch said what? He started going crazy. Hell no. Yeah, mother? No, I'm not your mother, brother. No. Just go to the house.
Nope.
Did you take your medication today?
Exactly.
That's
what I
asked him. Did you take your goddamn medication, sucker? You better go sit down some damn well. Nah, I don't play that.
You get tired of it. I'm like this. If you don't have your own apartment and you looking for a place to stay, don't come this way.
That's right. You trying the wrong. I got enough Negroes in my house as it is. Hell to the no.
That's right.
I got no Negroes in my house. I don't need it.
I do. I got two Negroes in this house, and I don't need no more Negroes in here. I'm trying to get
no more.
Child, I'm trying to get them the hell out of here. You think I'm going to add you to that shit?
Yes, they want you to take care of them. No,
yeah,
I ain't
doing that. Listen, nope. I take care of my children. That's the extent of me taking care of anybody that has a penis.
That's right.
Nope.
Beyond
my
that,
days
are, you
nope.
are.
My days of being nice are done.
SOL. I'm nice.
Mm-hmm. Well.
I'm nice, all right.
Brother B said, well.
You're
right there?
Well, being that we kind of strayed off topic a little bit.
A little bit.
Okay, already. A little bit, you know. It's the power, but listen, it's still all about, it still, you know, all relates back to, you know, it's some type of control that somebody wants to have, and they think it's power. You know, that's the illusion.
Not.
But in all honesty,
if you really, no, but see, they've given themselves this illusion of it being power. Because for those X amount of hours a day, they have their little control. They have the power. But once those hours of that day are gone, they're back to being a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's check this out. Now, I really want to address this real quick. Now, everybody heard about the, I'm assuming everybody heard about the situation with the little 2-year-old and the alligator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and yeah, very, very sad situation. But what puzzles me, and I didn't really think about it until once again Facebook, somebody posted something. How come nobody is flipping down those parents?
Because
yeah,
they're
when it came down to the gorilla incident, everybody's flipping on. Yeah, like
yeah,
nobody,
that's
everybody,
why you're
everybody
right.
was trying to find out the father was. Criminal and this that
right.
and the third. Like what the hell? Like what makes the people from Nebraska different than?
Mind you, what they said was that the father had put out a life insurance on the boy. So now all of a sudden, the father put a life insurance out on the boy before this happened.
Oh wow!
You know what?
Y'all do the math.
Okay. See, but that wow. But that's funny you should say that, too, because I was thinking about this shit today. This morning at the Holland Tunnel, 3 people had gotten pulled over because they had a van full of with the guns and everything. Wait. If you notice, they never mentioned if these people were black or white or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're white. No, it was a white dude from Pennsylvania.
No. Listen to me. No, when you seen the picture of him, yeah, you found out. Now, my point is this. Had it been one of us, the first thing out of their mouths would have been, and 3 black people were stopped at the Holland Tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
And they got something to do with ISIS.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
Because
yeah.
Obama had something to do with
when
ISIS. Like, everybody has something to do with ISIS.
They love
and
the black
people.
And
they blamed Obama for it, too. Obama did it, too.
Obama, because Obama is ISIS.
This morning. The guy, some cop dude was saying, like, listen, this has nothing to do with terrorism. I repeat, this has nothing to do with terrorism. But did you hear the story that the dude said? He said
yeah, he
that
was on his way to New York to go
to
rescue a
some girl who was being who was being held against her will
and being forced
to
use drugs,
her to do heroin or something. So wait,
because
so
all
you
of this
to bring
is
a van.
Listen.
Bring
listen.
A van full of guns for that. Get the fuck out of here.
A van full of guns and 2 other people. Wait, a van full of guns, 2 other people, a cache of not only firepower but freaking bulletproof vests and all of this stuff.
Yo, they was going to get
all
the
of this. Yeah.
They was going to get
All of this.
Now,
unless
they were
Vice
Squad or DEA
or
something like that, that's different. Y'all niggas ain't DEA or nothing like that. So why would y'all
Pennsylvania
has their own Vice Squad or whatever?
Listen. This is all stemming because he's a father of a little. His daughter, who was 20 years old, apparently had gotten mixed up with the wrong crowd and overdosed on drugs. Listen, ever since then, he's been this crusader. Okay, number one.
I could give 2 shit.
Number one, you are not that child's parent. That is her parent's responsibility to go rescue her ass. That's number one. I don't give a fuck who you think you are. That's number one.
Number two, motherfucker, are you stupid going into New York with guns?
Don't
really? New York is not that kind of state. You can't have that in New York.
They were on a mission.
They
was on a mission from Gore.
They were on a mission to distract people from what the fuck is really going on. That was their mission. Because this was some bullshit.
Exactly.
I would say they're like,
once again,
y'all motherfuckers really wasted that much time.
They call this shit. Ain't no way in hell you going to tell me that y'all had a van from, just like you said, if that was a bunch of black men and they gave them that same story, they'd have locked them up.
They wouldn't have even made it. They'd have been dead at the tunnel.
They'd have locked up people that was in the other day and said, yeah, y'all coming too. Well, y'all was with them. No, we wasn't.
One,
yes, was.
let's be real.
Dad.
The black people in the van would have been dead.
Listen,
I live in Jersey. I know Jersey City PD. They'd have been dead. They wouldn't even been able to pull out their ID. They'd have been dead. JCPD is as corrupt as the NYPD, just on a smaller scale.
But you gonna sit up there and give this sob fucking story about, oh, I'm going to rescue. So you needed a guns van and then another person to rescue one fucking person.
Two other people.
I'm surprised they didn't get
to rescue one person.
And my main point is this: we're their child's parents.
Exactly.
That's their 16-year-old daughter. They can find her.
Exactly.
And guess what?
Maybe she don't want to be found.
Maybe for real.
When she ready to come home, she come home.
At 16, I think you considered an adult anyway. Then fucking get out of town.
It's sad. The story is
sad,
but I don't care. I wish I cared, but I don't.
But she's
so stupid.
But she ain't wrong. But the whole point is, not for nothing, had this been black people, coverage would have been a total different coverage.
Yeah, it would have been totally different.
Just like with the little boy and the alligator.
Yeah.
And the little boy and the freaking gorilla.
But that's my thing. Now, they're saying that the father took a life insurance out and all this other stuff. Okay, so then why the hell y'all not investigating his criminal background? If he has one, we're not going to say that he does. But why you not investigating him? Because that sounds, if you mention something like that, that sounds fishy to me.
Exactly.
That sounds fishy. So why isn't he being investigated? You know why? Because when you write, you write.
That's right. That's how it is. He wasn't skin impaired.
Absolutely. And the father of the little boy with the gorilla, his father wasn't even freaking there. And y'all bring up this man's criminal background. Why?
From two decades ago.
Why?
At that.
For what reason the man wasn't even there? Right. What the hell does that man have to do with what happened with the boy crawling into the damn thing? Oh, I forgot. Like Brother B said, he owed him bananas and all. Yeah, that thing. Yeah. And he shot Donkey Kong and Mario and all of them. Folks.
And Obama and ISIS too.
And Obama got fucking do with ISIS.
So sad.
But this is what it is.
Lord have mercy. I tell you,
it's a shame, but this is the stupidity. This is what we live with. You know?
It's sad.
No type of sense. That's crazy.
You know? I found it ridiculous, my damn self. But, you know, this is the society in which we live because people would rather be sheep than think for themselves.
You gotta be careful now. Niggas snatching people, alligators snatching niggas.
She's an alligator.
Yo, but did you see? Now here's your funny. Did you see the 80-foot alligator that they caught?
Yeah.
You can't
I'm like,
give me
okay.
Them.
At 80
that
feet, that's not a gator. Yeah. On a golf course. At a golf course in Florida.
Nope.
At 80 feet, you're no longer a gator. At 80 feet, you are officially
a dinosaur.
A dinosaur.
Yeah, you're a dinosaur.
And you need to get the hell up
crazy.
Away from me. Give me
but you know
give
what?
Me it's, the AK at that
but
point.
You,
But you know what it is? Because we're invading on their territory. Like,
exactly. That's
we're
it.
We're invading on the animals' territory. That's what's going on now. And
the
we've been doing it.
This is the backlash to progress.
Right, exactly.
They're probably sick of it too, attacking back
because they're like, listen, this is our territory. How y'all just want to come in here and build up houses and do this?
Now here's your ha-ha, because you know what man is going to do to counteract their reaction to us invading in them? We're going to end up making them an endangered species, like everything else.
Right. Yeah.
Because
yeah,
we're man, we are upright, we have opposing thumbs, and that's
yeah.
all we need to know.
That's why they're doing all the, you know, with the thing with the... With the lions and the tigers and stuff, it's like, you know, they're trying to save them, and you know, because they know that they're all there in endangered species.
Oh, but
they, they're not really endangered. You're going on their territory. You're building up on where they live at.
Oh, and for the record, I still hate Disneyland. Okay, I just felt like putting that out there. Okay.
World is the best.
Fuck. Listen. Fuck that whole shit, okay? Listen, Walt Disney himself was a motherfucking racist, okay? Can we call
He sure was.
Yeah, he was.
Him and fucking Elvis. Fuck both of them. That's why both their asses is dead.
And motherfucking John Wayne.
And John Wayne.
Because
I'm black and I'm proud. Don't make me happy. Listen, I will go totally public enemy right now. Don't do it.
Oh, Lord.
I'll go straight PE on that ass.
That's right.
I'll start quoting third base off this bitch. Don't have me act up right now.
That's right.
Oh,
don't
Lord.
Make me hat. Okay? But I just felt I had to say that I hate anything Disney related.
I don't like their cartoons. But actual Disney World is cool.
Hello? Where you went to?
Yeah.
Hey, Brother
wow.
B.
Yeah,
we just went all over. Oh, you did?
No wonder
we were having a fun conversation uninterrupted.
Exactly. No wonder why I was quiet.
You like, hello?
No, but I wanted to say, but this is the power that we give other people over us, if
this
I have to put it that way, because we don't make noise. Like, you're sitting up there, so it's okay for the alligator to, you know, eat the kid and nobody says anything. But even though they was ready to send this chick to jail or they were investigating the kid's father and, you know, all because they killed the gorilla.
Mm-hmm.
But yet nobody's saying anything about what happened in Florida.
They ain't kill that goddamn
alligator. We give the media the power.
Mm-hmm.
To perceive us a certain way.
I want
a
pair of shoes.
You know what I'm saying?
I want a bag.
But you had some people
who did say something, and then you got people talking about, oh, all y'all want to do is pull the race card or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
And I'm so tired
but
of
you know
people
pulling
the
race card.
How's
you know
that?
What, when you,
they
but,
pull
but,
it more
but,
than
see,
we do.
When they say that.
Exactly.
When they,
absolutely.
When they say, but the whole thing is when they say that, you say race card. The whole deck is about color.
Exactly.
The deck ain't, you know what I'm saying? The whole deck is about color. So don't sit there and use it as some type of excuse, oh, you're pulling a race card, because it's not about race. It's about the fact that no one is saying anything. So who's really pulling the race card?
Mm-hmm.
Who's really coming with the propaganda? And it's the media. And once again, that's power. That's
and
power.
And they
when
have
you
the
can,
power
because
we've given
can,
it to them.
Exactly, because when you can change the perception of somebody that other people don't know, like when you can put this false perception up and other people
mm-hmm.
don't, like, I don't even know this person. Like, it's funny how somebody can not like you and don't even know you off of something that somebody else said. It's like,
mm-hmm.
wait a minute, you ignorant. But
and
that's the power of the media.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's the power of the media 1,000-fold. Like, it's so crazy how the media really does preach to the masses, and the masses just suck. They just soak it up.
Suck it up. Yep.
Like
it's suck it straight up.
And it's ridiculous. Like, be realistic. But you know what? I can't only blame the media, because common sense is such a rarity these days. It's ridiculous.
Like they taught me when I was working for housing, they told us common sense. That's not the first time I've heard it, but like when you get a little older, you think about things. They said common sense is not so common. Like just like you said,
that's
like
right.
Things that people would like you would think they would think like common sense. They don't use it.
They don't.
They don't use
it's
it. Not at all.
Damn shit. But
well,
you know
why,
what?
Well,
and it's
well, why
funny how.
Why should I use it if somebody else can think for me?
And that's
right.
And that's crazy. And that's how much power we've given to the media. But at the same token, we got to take responsibility for this too. Like not for nothing.
Well, it's not just the media, but we also give power to other people to do things.
But this is what I'm saying. We got
to
take.
Yeah.
But this is what I'm saying. We gotta take responsibility for it too, as just as an individual. You know, let's be realistic. If it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, chances are it's a motherfucking duck.
Well, a lot of jobs too.
So stop trying to turn it into a rabbit.
So that's why up here these people are stupid. They want you to think for them. They want you to read to them. It's like up here they just want you to do everything for them.
Listen,
and
I ain't got that much time
to do that.
I ain't got time to be thinking for other people. I say it in my house all the time. I don't have time to think for other people because you know what? I got to think for myself.
Exactly.
And especially when you got to think for grown people, that's really
I'm not doing all of that.
Grinds my
exactly.
goddamn skin. I cannot think for grown people. I don't want to think for somebody grown. I don't want to think for somebody that's over a certain age. Like I said, if you're kind of young and you know, you're growing up and you got to grow into yourself, that's different. But when you get a certain age, it should be no reason why I have to fucking think for you. Sorry for my language, but I have to think for you.
It's really bad. It's really bad. And I see both sides, the side being on the phone and then the side being out there with the public. They
right.
don't read and they
don't,
and they
no.
ask stupid questions. Then
yes.
people come up to me, which side goes to Jamaica? The side that says Jamaica?
Well, you know, no, you know, but that's just lazy, but that's part of that is lazy because people don't want to do they don't want to do anything.
They don't want to read. They don't want to read.
Like, why should I read when you can tell me?
Exactly.
Right. Why should
you know?
Why should I read when you can just go ahead and tell me what I need to know and I don't need to read it? Yeah, it's just like when I was working for housing. My thing is this: if you smell gas from your stove, why the hell would you call housing? Why the hell you don't call 911? That's the first thing I'm calling. I'm not calling no goddamn house talking about, my stove is leaking gas and I smell gas. Nigga, call 911. Why are you calling?
Because you're the maintenance person. You're supposed to know how to fix it. You're supposed to fix it.
Right.
No. Guess what? Your ass is calling 911 because that's a gas leak. And if
exactly.
you got any common sense,
well,
again,
hey, well, listen,
the rarity.
If my sandwich fall apart, I'm not going to call Jared.
If your sandwich falls apart, you better learn how to eat the motherfucker the right way.
Oh, my God.
You better learn how to eat them. You better learn how to squeeze that together.
But that's the thing. It's like how people don't use their common sense. Just like, oh, my refrigerator, it's not working. Okay. So guess what?
Well,
if your refrigerator is not working, do the next best thing. Oh, my food is going to spoil. Get some ice. Go to the store and get some ice. Put some ice with get coolers. Do something.
I got to spend money? I got to spend money to get ice?
I'm sure everybody should have at least one type of...
going bad.
I know, right? Somebody should at least have, you should have something in your house, some type of... Cool. You could use a goddamn storage bin. Go to the store and get some ice and put the food in the storage bin. I'm sure everybody has in this day and age with Target and all these dollar stores.
I'm glad you did.
They spending that money on weed.
Yeah, exactly.
That's their weed money. You tell them to tap into their weed money.
Oh, hell yeah.
You acting
honey,
up,
man. They don't want to touch that weed money. Yeah, get some money, please. Please, honey. Yeah,
you are scat out right now.
Honey, you will starve. If you waiting for a person that smokes weed to help you out, your ass will be starving and dead.
Well, your ass is going to be starving and dead
they
anyway.
Gonna sure they going to make sure they had that $5-$10 for that nickel bag or something or whatever the hell it is.
Right.
They going to make sure they have that.
We got 5 minutes left. And I want to briefly touch on next week's topic. The agenda had brought it to
the table.
And this is gonna be very interesting next Wednesday. Of course, the agenda still didn't give me a title for it. But
I don't know how to phrase it.
We're gonna basically be discussing the whole issue with the use the bathrooms consistently with who you identify.
Oh yes. Oh please, I can't wait until next week.
We're gonna be.
I
doing
can't wait.
That. And I think we're gonna title it. Who am I today?
Yeah, that sounds good. Yep, I like that. Who am I today?
Wow,
I like that.
Wait. How about this one? The unisex mess.
But
they
want to be able to.
But because of the bathrooms, but
who
because
they
of the
identify
bathrooms.
With. That's the thing.
Yeah,
and
but now
is,
but
I
the
like
problem
that.
Is a lot.
The unisex mess. And semicolons. Who am I today?
Yes, I like
who
that.
Who am I today? There we go.
I like that. I really like that.
Thank you. Teamwork. See now
I really like
that.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Wonder Sweat Power is activate.
You know what? I can't even do that.
But that's it. Next week we're gonna get into that.
I can't.
We're gonna get into that next week. And
for ham hock.
Did this person say for? You know what? I'ma hurt you. For ham hock. Shut up. What would you people?
Could I also say that I just recently finally saw Batman vs. Superman and I was somewhat disappointed.
Are you serious?
Oh, I seen it too.
Yeah.
It was very good. I like it.
I don't like
the
ending.
I was just somewhat.
Superman is no pussy.
Yeah, he was whipping his ass. I was mad.
He was whipping his ass because of that damn kryptonite. But
yeah,
I see
the reason why. Because I said to myself, listen, Batman is not, all he got is fucking utilities. Superman is a fucking superhuman. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Exactly.
I don't need that.
And you know what?
Getting emotional.
Exactly. I was
okay,
but I was upset.
Listen, we can have this talk again after Suicide Squad. How's that? Suicide Squad comes out in 3 weeks.
Okay, cool.
Let's have this talk.
Jared Leto, he better bring it.
We have Suicide Squad. Wow.
Yes.
But wait, not only do we have Suicide Squad, then we have Ghostbusters.
Oh,
no,
I am not watching
that.
I don't care to see that.
I don't know about that.
It wasn't broken. It needs to be fixed.
Not for nothing. Wait. Harold Ramis is dead, guys.
Exactly. So it's not going to be
there.
Egon is gone.
So I'm not watching it.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, guys. But I am waiting for the Power Rangers to come out next year. So.
Girl,
Bob.
All right.
Oh,
okay.
No, she said the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Yes, she did.
Yes, I did. I'm
Meanwhile, you're talking about Power Rangers, and I'm looking forward to freaking 50 Shades Darker. What's that one?
It wasn't sexy enough or dirty enough. Like,
because the book was way better.
Who's going to be in 50 Shades Darker?
The same
fool.
I don't want to see that.
I'm going to be in it.
Wait.
Agenda. The only way you could be in it is if we threw Jensen Ackles in it. That's all I got to say.
The title says 50 Shades Darker. That means they're going to throw some color up in there. Come on.
All right, ladies.
You put pink in there, somebody.
So the baby's gone a little over this evening?
Yeah. Listen, it's all good. It was, listen, great show. had a good time, and that's what the menu is all about, having a good time. Whether we on topic or we stray off topic,
all
communication
time
is key. So with that being said, this is Brother B, Mika, Nicole, a.k.a. The Agenda, and Big Red, signing out. So next week, the ruckus is definitely going to be brought on Wednesday, 8:30.
Half mercy.
Wait, what's the title again? The
really?
Unisex Mess.
The Unisex Mess. And who am
I
today?
And who am I today?
All right, y'all. Everybody have a good night.
Good night, later.
Good night.